just got done saying. They're the boss. I mean, they're the ones who, pick the agenda, chair the committees. They're the ones who make the decisions. And Eric Cantor is their boss. There's a debate over really who is the ultimate boss. You got Speaker Boehner, which traditionally has been the leader of whatever party is in power, the speaker, but not so much anymore. In fact, many are pointing to Eric Cantor being the majority leader, being the one that really is dictating the agenda in the House of Representatives. Well, right now, as we speak, he is in Williston, North Dakota, with North Dakota's lone congressman, Kevin Cramer. Now, Eric Cantor certainly comes from that ultra-conservative side of the Republican wing, the Republican Party. And there were some strong words written about Eric Cantor. And it went like this. It said, Kevin Cramer invites the Grim Reaper of the Farm Bill to North Dakota. And that was shared by the North Dakota Democratic NPL Party. That forced us and asked us and put us in a position where we wanted to get a chance to visit with Bob Vallew, chairman of the Democratic NPL Party. Chairman Vallew, good to have you on News and Views.
Joel, it's great to be with you. Thank you much for the invitation.
Strong words, Grim Reaper.
Very strong words.
Why?
Well, this is just extremely unfortunate for North Dakota. I think this is a day that many North Dakotans have got to be extremely displeased. Look, I was traveling across the state yesterday, and it was such a good feeling to see farmers out harvesting this crop. And the harvest of this crop is so important to the economy of North Dakota. And our sole congressman, Cramer, invites the number one Republican responsible for killing the farm bill. It's inexcusable. Why would he do that? That's a slap in the face to every farmer, to every working person in North Dakota. And the point is this. Politics are always difficult. But a farm bill is critical to North Dakota. And the way you get a farm bill passed for rural America is that you have to compromise. You have to look to urban votes. And what Cramer does, instead of bringing someone out here that could potentially be a supporter of a farm bill, he brings Eric Cantor out here, who absolutely introduced the amendment that killed the farm bill. And that's inexcusable. And I think that every citizen in the state, both farm organizations say that we should keep the nutrition component in the farm bill. And Cramer says no. And he brings Eric Cantor out here, who introduced the amendment that would separate the nutrition bill from the farm bill. And that assures that urban congressmen are not going to vote for a farm bill, and it kills it. And that's what they're after.
Well, and I brought this up. Congressman Cramer came on with me. And there's a belief, I believe, by the Eric Cantors of the world that they don't feel that we're really going to understand the process. Chairman Lucas, Eric Cantor's chairman. Okay, so that's one of the captains on his team.
Right.
Brought out a bipartisan bill out of committee that had deeper cuts to it than what the Senate bill had, but had the House in a position of strength going into conference committee. And he said to his colleagues on the Republican side, he said, don't mess with this. If you mess with this, we're going to lose the votes we need to pass it. And they did mess with it. The Eric Cantors of the world. And here's the other part of this, Bob. You know, Kevin Cramer voted for those amendments as well. And those
Absolutely.
Those amendments gutted that farm bill. And the next thing you knew, that farm bill failed because, in their eyes, because the Democrats didn't support the new gutted farm bill.
Right.
And I took offense to that as somebody who hails from the Democratic side of the aisle, Chairman Vallew.
I did too. And I'm going to, as chairman, it's my responsibility to see to it that our party is energized, motivated, and that we put forth some real solid, candidates to offset what Cramer is doing. And I'm very confident that after Labor Day, we're going to have some announcements, and that there will be an opportunity for the people of North Dakota, who I think maybe have a little bit of buyer's remorse right now with regards to Kevin Cramer. And, I mean, if the first 8 months, ask yourself, what has he done? I mean, North Dakota has one congressman. I mean, that is the most important voice that we have in terms of the House of Representatives. And it's got to be a strong voice for North Dakota interests. What Kevin Cramer has said is, first of all, he bypassed his own party and went to the primary to get elected. And then he went to Washington, D.C., and the first thing he did is walk into the Heritage Fund and to the Club for Growth and said, what am I supposed to do here now? What do you want me to do? And he's falling right in line with their desire, those two organizations, those two very conservative Tea Party organizations' efforts to kill a farm bill. And it's wrong.
Congressman Cramer looked at me and said, if the farm bill can't stand on its own without the nutrition program being part of it, then it really shouldn't pass. I'd like your thoughts on that, Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Joel, the nutrition program is a part of farm agriculture. It is critical to the whole component of meeting the needs of people throughout the nation. And urban congressmen really understand that because they have a lot of working poor people who at one time or another are in need of food stamp assistance. But even in North Dakota, we have 8% of our population that has at times need for food stamps. 54,000 people in North Dakota utilize the food stamp program. And so it is a vital component. And not only that, it allows people to connect food with our agricultural economy. Where does it come from? How does it help them? And I think it's an extremely important component. 500 organizations throughout the nation say that you need to keep the nutrition program within the agricultural bill. The Farmers Union and the Farm Bureau of North Dakota also agree to that.
You know, Chairman Velu, it isn't as though you don't have experience in the halls of Congress. You're sure. One of the chief staffers for a key member of the North Dakota congressional delegation. So it begs the question, which is, you know, do you believe that their strategy is right? Because Congressman Cramer was with me when, and he said, "This is we will pass a farm bill, Joel. We will get a farm bill passed." And I said, well, I don't doubt you can get a bill passed. You have got a bill passed through your chamber. It's just not a bill that the Senate will even consider or get done. And if you go to conference committee, you're going to – and he said, well, when we go to conference committee, you know, we'll give in. I mean, this will end up back in kind of its current form. And my argument was, well, why are we doing this then?
Yeah.
I mean, and you've had to go through that. You've had to work legislation through. So my point is this. If in the end, let's do the what if farmers don't get an ag policy, in the end of all of this political posturing and moving around, what do you think North Dakota farmers are going to do about this?
I think that North Dakota farmers have had it. They're extremely upset with the way Washington, D.C. is working. And obstructionism is not the way to solve our nation's problems. And that's the road that Kevin Cramer, by bringing Eric Cantor out here to Williston, North Dakota, you know, who's the number one person that has gutted the farm initiative, Kevin is really just sort of snuffing the nose of the farmers right at harvest time. I mean, it's incredible, just absolutely incredible. So I really think that the people are going to have an opportunity in 2014 to say, yep, we like what Kevin is doing, or no, we think there's going to be a change. And we're going to, the Democratic NPL Party is going to be putting up a candidate that we believe is going to be able to show that there needs to be strong representation in Washington, D.C. for the primary economic stability of North Dakota, and that's agriculture.
Who is that candidate?
It will be coming soon, and you're going to be one of the first ones to know.
Okay,
but we're really excited about it.
What I noticed over just the weekend, and maybe it was since the announcement of Eric Cantor, is people that I'd been talking to about potentially making this race are all of a sudden really interested in making the race.
Yeah,
and that must have made your job as a candidate recruiter much easier. And so instead of, boy, would you run this race? It's always tough to beat an incumbent. Now all of a sudden you got people lining up saying, wait a second, I'm really interested in this race.
Yeah, I've got people calling me about the congressional race, and I've got people calling me, quite frankly, about legislative races too, which is very exciting and an opportunity for maybe another discussion.
Okay. Well, Bob, always good to talk to you. And like I said, strong words. I have not hid the fact prior to you coming on that I thought that Eric Cantor was the one that blew apart this farm bill. And when I saw he was coming to North Dakota, I thought, my God, if farmers don't get this, then it's their own fault when all of a sudden crop insurance just fall by the wayside. You know,
well,
and that's
well said.
That's part of it. Bob,
well
good
said.
To talk to you. Thanks
good talking
for coming on.
To you, Joel.
You bet.
You bet.
Bob
Belucci.